A couple of weeks ago, Scott Maxwell, Kim's wife, and Diana Allen, Cameron Dodd, and Nolan and Amber Baum, if any of you know them. Oh yeah, Alex DeShields. We all went out to California to MacArthur's Church for the Radius Conference, and it was just really, really good to have the fellowship with people that we met back in February in Tijuana, and just a lot of good speakers, a lot of people who've done missions in PNG long term, planted churches and on to further things and not slowing down. It's just really encouraging to have that kind of environment. And so probably a lot of the names you may not recognize is Brooks Buser, Brad Buser, Wayne Chen, Ian Hamilton, Aubrey Sequeira, Costi Hinn, you should recognize him, Chad Vegas, and John MacArthur all spoke at the conference. Some of the takeaways that really stuck out to me were Brooks mentioned something that faces a lot of prospective missionaries. They need to get education, and so they get into higher education, whether that be Bible college or seminary or things like that. And the attrition rate of those who went into seminary or whatever it happens to be, on the other end, they never make it to the mission field because they get faced with so many good opportunities that come their way. And he was just talking about the danger that faces those who go into that, go into higher education. It's just, you need to be aware of that. So that was really good to hear that. Another thing he said that stuck out was to do with William Carey and his analogy. You've probably heard maybe Scott Maxwell, to do with lowering the rope and all of that. And he was talking about how one day he believes that both the senders and the goers will need to show God their scars. Like, what did it cost you as a sender to send well? Where's your scars? Is it just on the person going down, or is it on the person sending as well? And that basically there should be sacrifice on both sides. It shouldn't just be like, oh, we pay this person to do our work, so we don't have to do it. So good stuff. And then Wayne Chen, he was a missionary in PNG, which he planted a church there and stuff. Asians in PNG are highly hated, and he said that he would have lost his life multiple times if he didn't know the language, like just the animosity towards Asians. So that was encouragement, that even knowing that, he knew that up front going in there as an Asian. And now he's heading up Radius Asia, which is training the Asian side of the world to do missions well. And he spoke about who sends the most missionaries in the world. And it might be kind of shocking that it's actually China. China sends the most missionaries. The underground church in China, he said, has sent out about 3,000 missionaries in the last 5 years. The shocking thing beyond that is, he said, sadly, 95% of them return within 2 years because they just don't have the training. Like, they're going through all this persecution in the underground church, but they don't have the training to be able to stay on the mission field long term. So he's, with the Asian side of things, he's training people in small batches. But because of the Communist Party, they have to do a very careful process, and people have to come out of the country for a very short period of time and have to like take pictures in touristy spots to tell the Communist Party when they come back, yeah, we're just over there being tourists. Like, it's pretty, pretty serious stuff. So he was talking about closed countries, India, being highly against Christianity and trying to rid the country of Christians and missionaries and stuff. And they kicked out a lot of Christians because they were not sticking to their visa, their business visa. And he was just talking about how important the integrity is in in missions. If you're going to go into a closed country, going on a business visa, you better be doing what you said you're going to do when you go there on your business. Because the missionaries that were able to stay in India, and the government knows they're missionaries, did what they said. They're doing their business. They are an asset to the government there, and the government doesn't want to lose them because they're so valuable, even though they know they're doing mission work. So in his experience in PNG, he was talking about the honor-shame culture and how people try and contextualize the gospel and everything to different societies because they think that different societies need a different message, basically. And so he was talking about the importance of protecting the bad news. Like, just as much as we want to protect the good news, make sure the good news is perfect, the bad news has to be protected, because if you redefine what's bad news, then you need a new gospel. Like, you can't have the same old gospel. And he was talking about his experience in PNG, where they were going through the chronological teaching, like Genesis, getting through the law. And by the time they got to the law and explaining the purpose of the law and how it's not there to make your way to heaven, but basically to show your inadequacy to make it to heaven, about a third of the people showing up for the messages left and never came back. And he was saying, like people might be like, oh, that's a big problem, but that's a good thing. Like, we need to protect the gospel, and we need to protect the bad news so that the gospel is protected and people receive it rightly. Another speaker was Ian Hamilton. He's Scottish. He actually replaced Paul Washer. Paul Washer was supposed to be there, but he was ill or something, so he couldn't make it. He runs a seminary in Scotland and teaches at one out somewhere, I think it's on the East Coast, Presbyterian. Here's a lot of good stuff. One of the things that really stuck out to me was the importance of studying hard. He was pointing out how Jesus being 100% God, 100% man, he had all the knowledge necessary from his deity side. He shouldn't have to study at all. He should just be able to just like zap his intellect basically and know everything. Yet we know that he learned. He was constantly learning from a child up. And so if Christ didn't escape learning and learning the scriptures and everything, then why should we? Why should we think that we're any better than Jesus to evade that process of learning? That was really good. Another thing he said that pretty much encapsulates the conference was when it comes to missions. He was saying, like, is missions worth it? And you expect, yes, missions is worth it. But he's like, no, it's not worth it. In our economy of things, it's not worth it. But Christ is worth it. And that's the key. It's not about us. It's about Christ. And then he said this phrase that I've heard before. And it's like, it goes, don't stoop to take a crown when God calls you to be a missionary. That's kind of echoing off what Costi had to do with the seminary stuff, that there are good things that you have to forego and pass up if God's called you in this direction. And then Chad Vegas, he's another co-founder of Radius, pastors out in California, and he spoke on the importance of self-sacrificial living that follows in the steps of Christ and how he poured himself out for us. And so just as he did for us, so we should for others, especially those who don't know Christ, and be basically a living sacrifice, as Paul talks about. And then there's an Indian guy who pastors a church in United Arab Emirates, and he spoke on a lot of things to do with, I can't remember them all, but one thing that he really stuck out to me that he said was to do with the Old Testament sacrificial system, that it was, he said that it was like a credit card. It just puts off the debt and stacks it up. It couldn't, like the Old Testament sacrifice system couldn't remove sin. It served a purpose, but it couldn't completely remove it away, and that's why Christ comes and completely wipes it out. That just really, like a simple analogy, but it really helped in understanding that system better. And then Brad Buser, he's the father of Brooks. His message was one of the best there. He was talking about sacrifice as well, and how stepping into missions in particular, we shouldn't think of it as like a stepping stone to further things. Like, this is my 2-year stint or 1-year stint in the mission field, and then I'm going to move on to the rest of the things in my life. He's talking about David, when David was faced with the predicament where he had to sacrifice to abate the plagues that were coming upon Israel, on Jerusalem, and he was offered free material to sacrifice, David said, no, I won't do it. I'll only sacrifice with what costs me something. And that basically when it comes to missions and such things, we should have a similar mindset, that we should be willing to sacrifice what costs us something. And that could be our families, it could be our children, whatever it happens to be. We have to have that mindset. And how missionary candidates need to prepare for the worst by thinking through the darkest scenario they can imagine that they would want to quit at. Like, what is that scenario for you where you're just like, now is the time for me to throw in the towel, and then come to grips with Christ's sufficiency to face that trial when it comes your way, and counting the cost and stepping and running straight into battle with that. And then one of the stories he told, one of his friends in PNG was in the middle of a tribal church plant situation, and they came back here, got into a car accident. One of their children died. The other one became a quadriplegic. And at that point, you think they're going to quit. That's it. But they didn't. They went back. They built footpaths in the village so they could wheelchair their son around in the village and continue the work. And they didn't quit. So that was really encouraging. And then he said the hardest thing in missions is the first step of obedience, which is kind of ironic, but it's true. And then he said something from Adoniram Judson, said that limited-term missionaries are useless because they are not devoted for life. And that's just good stuff. And then MacArthur spoke on getting the gospel right and not mixing works with grace. And then on Sunday, he actually did a really good sermon on the rich young ruler. And that was really, really good, showing how the gospel should be shared. And then basically after the conference, we just stayed around in California for a few days till Sunday and spent a lot of fellowship with people at the church and different events and evangelism opportunities with different people we met there. And then so we ended up coming back. What was I going to say? Yeah, probably like one of the best things, like after the conference was really good. If you get a chance, all the sessions are free online on Radius's website. Just check them out. And they're really compelling stuff. But on Sunday, after the service, we got invited to, they have like a evangelism group that goes out in the neighborhoods of the church and everything. And so they invited us to join them for that, and that was really, really neat to see what they do on a weekly basis. Just like 50-odd guys gather for lunch and fellowship, and then they're out for the afternoon hitting the neighborhoods. And, yeah, I mean, just going away from all of that experience there and the time with the people there, it's like I have a whole new appreciation for the ministry that goes on there and that's impacted the world with all the seminary graduates that have gone out and everything. It's really, really compelling.